AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Government officials say Dollar Tree stores failed to effectively recall lead-tainted applesauce pouches linked to illnesses in more than 500 U.S. children. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration sent a warning letter to Dollar Tree officials and placed the Ecuadorian distributor of Guanabana apple cinnamon pouches under multiple import alerts. A wildfire outside of Los Angeles has burned more than 15,000 acres and is 24% contained.
Firefighters gained ground against a Southern California wildfire but faced dry, windy weather. The Post Fire in Gorman, about 60 miles from Los Angeles, off Interstate 5, is the largest of California's wildfires. L.A. County Fire Department Section Chief Kenichi Haskett says 80 to 90 degree weather and wind are an issue.
It makes it very difficult for the firefighters to extinguish the hot spots we get because it's hot, it's dry, and it's windy.
He says more than 1,600 firefighters, two dozen helicopters, and numerous other equipment are battling the blaze.
We're going to be shuttling firefighters across boats to remote areas adjacent to the lake where the fire is.
Officials had warned residents of Castaic, where the lake is, they should prepare to leave if the fire pushed south. I'm Julie Walker.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. condemns China's actions after Filipino Navy personnel were injured and their supply boats damaged in another confrontation at a disputed shoal.
This escalatory incident is the latest in a series of provocations by the PRC to impede critically needed supplies from reaching service members stationed at the Sierra Madre, and those actions reflect consistent disregard for the safety of Filipino lives and for international law in the South China Sea.
This is AP News. The Congressional Budget Office says that it projects a federal budget deficit increase of $400 billion, or 27%, this year from its last budget outlook released in February. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on singer Justin Timberlake being arrested for a DWI in the Hamptons.
The singer and actor was released from custody Tuesday after arraignment in Sag Harbor, New York, on the eastern end of Long Island, on a charge of driving while intoxicated. He was seen in local news photos leaving with his lawyer, wearing a baseball cap, sunglasses, a T-shirt, jeans, and sneakers. Timberlake's representatives did not immediately return requests for comment from the Associated Press. The singer has two upcoming shows in Chicago on Friday and Saturday, then comes back to New York to Madison Square Garden next week for more shows. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.